You are listening to a tarot consultation on the Spirit Keepers Archive with Sarah Haskins.
Hello, friends, and welcome back to the Spirit Keepers Archive, your go-to podcast for insightful tarot readings and spiritual exploration. Today, I'm going to be changing things up a little bit. So if you've been listening to this podcast, you know that I love giving free mini tarot consultations to listener inquiries. That's what the bulk of this podcast is. And hopefully you know by this time that you can request your own free mini tarot consultation by filling out the form on my website, www.thespiritkeepersarchive.com. My Instagram bio also has a direct link to this form as well. Typically, I select inquiries that provide a ton of background and details for my on-air readings. However, it is not uncommon for me to receive submissions with very minimal information and just straightforward questions from the seeker. So today, I'm going to be addressing a few of these inquiries with one card readings. That said, if you are seeking a more comprehensive and personalized tarot consultation, the more information that you provide on that submission form, the better. I'm also pleased to announce that I have private full tarot consultation sessions available for scheduling directly on my website. So thank you for your continued support, and let's dive right into today's questions. As I said, this is going to be a very rapid fire one card readings on straightforward questions that seekers submit that don't have a lot of background information.
But first, a quick disclaimer. Tarot consultations offer insights by tapping into the unconscious, revealing uncanny revelations. They provide valuable insights, offer a different perspective, and identify the energy surrounding a situation. However, it is crucial to recognize that all decisions and actions stemming from the guidance of the cards are the sole responsibility of the querent.
Okay, so as I said, we are going to go one card readings, rapid fire through these questions that don't have a lot of information or background. And a lot of times these questions are very predictive in nature. They want to know, am I going to get back together with some? What does the future hold? What's your prediction? So even though I'm going to be reading some of these inquiries that ask questions that want a prediction, what you're going to get is not a prediction. You are going to get advice and the energy surrounding this situation. So starting with Albert. Albert is a Cancer from Jersey City, New Jersey, and the topic of his question is love and relationships, and he wants to know if Natasha is going to reach out to him. What are her feelings about him? They broke up, and he wants to know if they are going to get back together. So, Albert, for you, I have pulled the Page of Swords. So, the Page of Swords typically represents things like curiosity and new ways of communication. So in the context of your question about Natasha reaching out to you, there is a potential for reconciliation, and this card suggests that communication might be the key to understanding her feelings and intentions. So the Page of Swords is encouraging you to be alert and open to communication from Natasha. It indicates that she could reach out to you, but it's also emphasizing the importance of having clear and honest communication with her. You should be prepared to engage in a very open and honest dialogue with her and express your feelings and then listen to hers in return. It's very important for you to approach this potential communication with a very level head and a willingness to understand her perspective on things without jumping to any conclusions or making any kind of crazy assumptions. The Page of Swords is a reminder to be intellectually curious and to seek clarity rather than allowing your emotions or any misunderstandings to cloud your interactions, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. Okay, continuing on with our rapid-fire one-card questions, I have Silvana. Silvana is a Taurus from the United Kingdom who also has a question about love and relationships. And she wants to know, what do I need to know about my current love life, and what can I do to make it better than it is? I'm in a relationship, but I'm also starting to have feelings for someone else who does not seem to want anything serious. I need to know what steps to take to overcome this difficult situation that I have dragged myself into. Silvana, for you, I have pulled the Six of Cups, and this suggests a focus on nostalgia, innocence, and connecting with the past. So in this situation, it could indicate that you might be longing for the simplicity or the purity of a past relationship or a time when things felt easier or more harmonious in your love life. The fact that you are currently in a relationship but have feeling for someone else who doesn't seem interested in something serious, this card suggests that maybe you should reflect on your past experiences and what truly matters to you in a relationship. This card could be a reminder to cherish the positive aspects of your current relationship, or to consider whether your feelings for this other person are actually genuine or merely a result of longing for something different. Additionally, the Six of Cups could symbolize a need to let go of the past and embrace this present moment. You may need to release any lingering attachments to past fantasies or ideas about what a relationship should be or should look like, and that your life would be fixed by just being with somebody else. The Six of Cups is advising you to approach your love life with a sense of openness and a willingness to explore the deeper emotions that are at play here. It's encouraging you to be mindful of your feelings and to make choices that align with your true desires and values, rather than getting caught up in this romanticized notion of what could be with this fleeting attraction to someone else. And then moving on to the next querent. Let me see, what do I have here? I have Yuki. Yuki is an Aries from Sydney, and her question is on the topic of career and work. And she asks, what do I need to do to get started in a professional career in the screen industry, and how long do I have to wait? I am doing a part-time job that I hate just to put food on the table and pay the bills, and I want to move on. What are the barriers that are keeping me away from getting into the career that I want? Okay, Yuki, for you, I have chosen the Five of Wands, which typically signifies conflict, competition, and challenges. So in the context of your question about your career and the barriers to your career, drawing this card is very suggestive that you may be facing internal or external obstacles that are hindering your progress towards the career you desire. So internally, you might be struggling with self-doubt, lack of confidence, or conflicting desires and ambitions. You might be finding yourself in a constant state of internal conflict, not sure of which direction you need to take, or feeling overwhelmed by the challenges at hand. Getting really organized here is what's going to help you out. As far as external factors go, the Five of Wands could indicate that you are encountering a lot of competition or resistance in your desired career path. And this could be due to all kinds of different factors, such as a saturated job market, limited opportunities, workplace dynamics, competitiveness within the field that you're trying to break into. But despite the challenges that I have described, the Five of Wands is also suggesting that conflict and competition can lead to growth and development. You are going to need thick skin for this industry. So you may need to confront and address these barriers head on and find ways to navigate through the obstacles in your path. This card is inviting you to embrace the spirit of competition and be proactive in overcoming the challenges. Sitting back and just wanting something and desiring something is not going to help you out here. You need to be honing your skills, networking, seeking out mentors and allies. Be persistent in pursuing your career goals. Persistency is going to be the key here. So the Five of Wands is also going to encourage you to approach the challenges with determination, resilience, and a willingness to learn how to adapt. So by confronting these barriers head on and staying focused on your aspirations, you can work towards breaking free from your current situation. But it's not going to be easy. It's not going to be something that's going to fall into your lap. You have to take action steps to move forward. All right, moving on to the next querent, we have, Danny. Danny is a Virgo from Farnborough. I don't know where that is. And he has a question on the topic of love and relationships. And he says, my ex-girlfriend left me about 6 months ago. We reconciled briefly and things were good, but then she backtracked and now she won't speak to me. I need to know whether to fight for her or move on and forget her. All right, Danny, for you, I have chosen the Five of Cups, which is often associated with feelings of loss and regret and disappointment. So in the context of your situation with your ex-girlfriend, this card suggests that you might be dwelling on the negative aspects of the past relationship, particularly on the pain of rejection and the loss of what could have been. You are currently experiencing a period of mourning and sadness over the end of this relationship, and you might be focusing on what went wrong and feeling this sense of disillusionment or regret about the breakup. But the Five of Cups is reminding you that while it's very natural to grieve the loss of a relationship, it's very important not to be consumed by feelings of sorrow and despair. Instead, you should try to shift your perspective and focus on the positive aspects of your life and the opportunities that lie ahead. In terms of whether or not you should fight for your ex-girlfriend or move on, the Five of Cups suggests that you may need to acknowledge and accept the reality of the situation, including the fact that your ex-girlfriend might not be willing to reconcile at this time. And rather than dwelling on what you have lost, you should consider whether continuing to pursue this relationship is really in your best interests and whether it aligns with your own emotional well-being. Ultimately, the Five of Cups is saying, Danny, you got to work through your feelings of loss and disappointment, but also recognize that healing and growth are going to come from letting go of what's no longer serving you. It's important for you to prioritize your own happiness and your own emotional health moving forward right now. All right, and then finally, our final rapid fire for today is Ben. Ben is a Sagittarius from Colorado, and he has a question about love and relationships as well. And his question is that he has a girl that he's known for about 7 years now, and he's fallen in love with her. And he's wondering if she feels the same way, but she's also gotten pretty distant from him and hasn't had any communication with him in quite some time. So for you, I have pulled the Three of Cups. Ben, the Three of Cups traditionally is associated with celebration, joy, and connection with others. So in the context of your situation, this could offer some insightful advice. Given that you have fallen in love with her and she's become distant, the appearance of the Three of Cups is very suggestive that there is still potential for happiness and fulfillment in a relationship with her. It could indicate that there have been positive and joyful moments between them in the past, and there is a potential for those feelings to be rekindled. However, the Three of Cups also emphasizes the importance of communication and reconnecting with each other. It may be a sign for you to reach out to this woman and express your feelings openly and honestly. By initiating communication and showing a willingness to address any issues or concerns, you might be able to create an opportunity for a deeper connection between the two of you. Additionally, the Three of Cups is encouraging you to focus on the positive aspects of your relationship with this woman. Just because she's gotten distant doesn't mean that she's going to stay distant. It's a reminder to prioritize communication, reach out. You are in charge of reconnecting with this woman, being honest and being open about how you're feeling, and focus on fostering a sense of joy and celebration within your reconciliation. And by doing this, you will gain clarity about her feelings towards you and potentially strengthen your connection. All right, that was our rapid fire tarot card session today. Again, if you want a free consultation that is read on the podcast and you want me to pull more than one card in these rapid fire situations, then a lot of detail, background, etc. is necessary. So when you go to fill out that form, just keep in mind, the more I know about the situation, the more context that I have, the better these tarot consultations will be for you. The more in-depth, the more advice, the more energy and vibration you're going to get out of them. Thank you for joining me today. Check out the photos of the cards that I pulled for today on my Instagram, the Spirit Keepers Archive. If you're familiar with tarot or you see something in the cards you'd like to share, feel free to leave a comment. Your insight could be quite valuable. If you'd like to submit your own inquiry for a mini tarot consultation on this podcast, simply click the link in the bio of my Instagram, the Spirit Keepers Archive. Or you can find the link in the show notes. These readings are at no cost to you. If you found today's episode enjoyable, take a moment to leave a review, follow me on Instagram, or give the podcast a 5-star rating. A touch of good karma can go a long way. Until next time, stay curious. There's magic in this modern world.